Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that your name may be glorified in all that we do. We ask that we may always seek to be holy in our lives, that others may glorify your name, and that all may recognize the power that your name brings in our lives. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, it is Wednesday of the 17th week of Ordinary Time. And here we are continuing in the first reading about Moses. And Moses is, now understand we've gone so far. And we talked a little bit about Moses on Monday. But let's look at this whole story. So Moses comes down from the mountain, but the people felt that because he had been up to the mountain so long, they figured he had died. And so they turn and create their own new god. And all of this demonstrates that the people aren't sold out yet. They aren't there yet. There's still a lack of faith, which is going to bother the Jewish community, the Hebrew community, Jewish community, and then obviously the Christian community after that for the entire history. And so we see that. So we see out of this comes this turning away from the Lord. And they create the golden calf, and Moses does come down from the mountain. He is incensed, and he calls for the destruction of the golden calf, and he also has it ground down to powder and have everyone drink it as a punishment for committing idolatry, which, by the way, is the worst sin in the Old Testament. It's also in the New Testament. So any kind of idolatry is absolutely forbidden. And what did they do? They engaged in idolatry. And what happens when people engage in idolatry? They create a god on which they project themselves and all that part of them that they know and all that part of them that they don't know. And so the god becomes tyrannical. And remember, around this time, it wasn't unusual for cultures that were pagan cultures to practice some form of human sacrifice. And that has been a consistent reality in the history of the human race, even today. So keep that in mind. Now, Moses has to go back up the mountain. He has to get new tablets because he broke the old ones. So he gets the new tablets. Now he comes down, and there's a message there which says that Moses didn't realize that the skin of his face had become radiant while he conversed with God. And we know from the story that it becomes so radiant that people cannot look upon him. His face becomes so powerfully bright. And so he had to wear a veil on his face because this brightness was so strong with the people. But what is that? It is God teaching the people that his presence is still among them through Moses. Moses is not God, but through Moses. And that's a consistent message all the way through, that God is instructing his people, I am with you. Have trust in me. And of course, if the Hebrews have this ability to go astray as they did when God is so present to them, how much more do we have the ability to go astray when God is present to us? But that reality is there, that God is present to them, and trying to keep them in mind to think in a whole new way that God is present with them and to them. Jesus does the same thing. If you really look at the way he interacts with the apostles, he's trying to help them understand who he is, and then makes it clear that understanding who he is, they have a whole new way of thinking, a whole new way of believing, because he is present to them. He does it with Mary and Joseph when they can't find him and they find him in the temple. He does it with the apostles when they are in fear of when a storm comes up on the lake. He does it over and over and over again. I am with you, trust in me. And so he's trying to teach this to the Jews, and it's all that I am with you, trust in me. And so that trust in God is absolutely essential. It's a powerful truth that is key to what we believe in. That's why that relationship is so key. That's why that belief in God is so key. That's why our prayer is so important. That's why just following rules is not what we're called to do. We're called to learn to trust the Lord. And it can be very difficult at times because we'll figure out everything that can happen. And sometimes we think the worst case scenario is, in a sense, that I'm trained to do that anyway. So you think of the worst case scenario, and when you're always focused on the worst case scenario, you lose a sense of the presence of God. So all of that is going on, and so we recognize that what's happening is God is teaching them not to get lost in that worst case scenario thinking, but to trust in the Lord every step of the way. So he's showing his presence in a new way. Previously, he showed his presence through the column of smoke during the day and of fire at night, through the walking through the Red Sea, through the presence of Moses and his actions, through all the plagues. Now it's a new way where he's showing his presence through the reality of Moses' face being so bright that he has to wear a veil. So the veil itself is a sign of his presence, as is the brightness behind it. We're going to talk more on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE, 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. We'll be right back right after this. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can check out the Substack newsletter. You can check out all kinds of things over there at CatholicAudioMedia.com. So anyway, we are talking about the sign of the presence of God among the Hebrews, and now it's the brightness of Moses' face reflecting the great light that is God. Now, as Catholics, we know the presence of God is still with us, and that is in the Eucharist. It's a very powerful reality of the presence of God, and that's why it's there. The concept of the tabernacle is built on the idea of the tabernacle that the Jews had, which we recognize as the powerful reality of the Ark of the Covenant, which you can understand about this in an entertaining way from Raiders of the Lost Ark, because that's what it's about, that the belief that anyone who possessed the Ark would win the battle. And of course, Raiders of the Lost Ark is all about the Nazis going to try to find the Ark and thinking that if they found the Ark, they would win World War II. But they forgot. The Nazis were active occultists. They rejected God. They hated the Jews. They hated the Jews because of the Ten Commandments, according to Dennis Prager, which comes to us from God himself. So they were extreme idolaters, and we saw from Exodus where God stands on idolatry. So that is very well portrayed in the movie. But we understand that powerful reality of God's presence is with us in the Eucharist. And one of my favorite stories has to deal with Father Lawrence Jenko. You may remember him in the news, and if you don't, you can always look him up on the internet. And Father Lawrence Jenko was a hostage in the Middle East, and he was a hostage with Terry Anderson. So both of them were kidnapped two different times. And he told his story to us in a great meeting where he explained to us what it was like. But the thing that really struck me so much was he said, I am a priest, and therefore, through the Holy Spirit, we have the ability, he said, as priest, to make the bread become the body of Christ. And so that's exactly what he did. And so he had his own little Eucharist with him and Terry Anderson to give them the strength to continue as people of faith. And it's a powerful reality of God's presence that we, and it stems itself, it goes all the way back to the time of Moses, that whole truth of God giving us His presence among us so that we always know and we can continue. So keep that in mind. And that powerful presence was there with Terry Anderson and Father Lawrence Jenko. And again, that gave him or them the strength they needed, knowing that Christ was with them. When I was in the Navy, we used to have the Eucharist on board with us, and I used to do Eucharistic services because that is part of freedom of religion is an essential part of military life, as is indicated right from, I think, the time of George Washington. And so we used to have these Eucharistic services, and they were powerful, and people were empowered by the fact that the Eucharist was on board the ship. But there were some people that don't understand that. And that's understandable. They don't understand that, and they become afraid of it. And so that was a powerful point as well, to come to learn that. But as Catholics, we believe that the Eucharist is the presence of Christ with us. And so that's why when we walk into a church, we genuflect before the tabernacle. At one time, people didn't understand why you genuflected in a church. This was back prior to Vatican II. And so they would go in and they would genuflect anytime they went to sit down. And no, that's not what it is. You genuflect before the tabernacle because you recognize that Christ is present in the tabernacle. And that dynamic goes all the way back to the time of Moses in all kinds of different forms. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day. And remember, we're here at midnight and 3 o'clock in the morning on WEZE. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.